lawmakers that, what I learned about legislation, I learned many years ago from Schoolhouse Rock. So I
How a bill
need
becomes a
their
law.
ex yep, I need their expertise, but they need ours too, because I understand how hospitals work.
And now I'm gonna have I'm just a bill stuck in my head probably for the rest of
You're
the
welcome. You're welcome.
okay, I'm being told he thinks we're good to go. Let me just verify.
I'm gonna shut my Outlook so I don't get
Yeah, I should turn.
that noise. Oh, it won't let me.
Should put myself on do not disturb as well. I'm just gonna wait one more second just to make sure we get the
Yeah, I
official
keep
green
beeping.
light.
Okay.
And do you have any questions for me before we start?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, well, first, just so I make sure, this is the same as the other segments I've done for you that it'll be edited, but we'll go from start to finish, right?
This will be a little bit different. You're more used to like sitting with Frederica on the set
Yes. Yeah.
and in a what we call live to tape format where we go from start to finish. This is a more so we are just recording your image and we will be using extended sound bites.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Yeah, which is why we recommended the Zoom because we didn't want to have you come in person and go through that whole rigmarole for a
Yeah.
shorter segment.
Yeah. Just the parking alone.
Yeah, and we try to have parking right up alongside our building, but it's difficult to find. And then at least the students are gone now, so you don't have to, wait
Yep.
for 20,000 of them to cross the street before you can go. But
Yeah.
okay. All right. I'm being told we're good to go. So thank you for doing this. Can you just start out by making sure I understand your title?
Sure. I'm the Senior Vice President of Clinical of Good Lord, I don't even understand. I'm the Senior Vice President of Workforce and Clinical Practice.
So from what I understand, there have been some gains in workforce across the board. What do you attribute to those gains in healthcare workforce over the last year or two?
Yeah, we've actually upgraded our workforce condition in Wisconsin from critical but stable to serious but stable. We've made some real good gains in some professions like certified nursing assistant, where we're actually seeing vacancy rates go down. We're also seeing improved retention. Less turnover really helps, not just in numbers, but in expertise. So, as hospitals and their workforce have made great efforts to make sure that a hospital job is one that someone wants to join, that their culture and environment and workplace is the best it can be. We've seen nursing, especially turnover rates decrease.
And once again, it addresses the silver tsunami, which is a persistent issue for Wisconsin, as it stated at least through 2040. But you say that you need to cover gaps in order to weather that. What are the gaps that need to be covered?
So we need to grow our workforce faster, especially in big segments. The nursing workforce makes up over half of Wisconsin hospital workforce. In fact, every 2 out of 3 working nurses in Wisconsin work for a hospital or health system. So the sustained shortage of nurses puts a lot of pressure on hospitals, on nurses, and the entire healthcare team. The other segment of the workforce that we have been working really hard on growing faster for at least the past decade is the physician workforce. Physicians are retiring at a faster rate than we can replace them, and that creates longer waits for patients, for clinic visits, for procedures, for specialty care. So we really are, need to continue to work hard on growing more physicians for Wisconsin.
And on nursing, why is that area kind of a little bit stubborn in its growth? Is it burnout? Issues, that we're seeing just because there's already shortages that makes the job harder? Is it hard to catch up? What is keeping nursing levels stubbornly low?
There are some encouraging signs. For the last 2 years, applications and enrollments to nursing schools have increased, both 2-year and 4-year nursing schools. That's a great sign. Now the biggest challenge is making sure that there's enough seats in the classroom. The top 2 barriers that nursing schools identify are faculty and clinical sites. So if we can break down those 2 barriers, we can decrease the number of applicants who are turned away from nursing school.
As I'm sure you're aware, there's a bill in front of state lawmakers that finally seems like it might reach the governor's desk and be signed that would allow nurses to become APRNs and practice independently. That could alleviate some of the physician strain in doing some of the things that a physician might be needed to do. But would that exacerbate the nursing shortage in hospitals?
It's a give and take. Advanced practice clinicians like nurse practitioners, like PAs, like certified registered nurse anesthetists have done a fantastic job growing in numbers over the past 5 years, and also growing in capabilities. And that's one of the reasons that the physician shortage is somewhat mitigated. So, recognizing an APRN licensure in Wisconsin is a change that would update some of the statutes around APRN practice. It's also a first step in letting Wisconsin be part of the APRN licensure compact, which helps Wisconsin gain nurses, APRNs from other states. In terms of exacerbating the nursing shortage, I think that there are so many options for nurses when it comes to the career pathways that they follow. Nurses work in hospitals. They can also work in clinics or outpatient surgery, or go on to become nurse educators, or fill all sorts of roles. So one of the biggest factors in this sustained nursing shortage is the increased healthcare demand and the competition among employers needing nurses.
The report does also discuss addressing violence against healthcare workers. So can you talk a little bit about like what does that look like? Do you discuss this in the report because those incidents have maybe increased or you're more concerned about them? And then what is hospital leadership doing to address that issue?
Despite lots of attention, efforts by hospital leaders, the workforce themselves, state policymakers, law enforcement, we are unfortunately still seeing too many incidents of health. I have to start over, sorry. In our annual workforce report, the last several years, we've talked about violence against healthcare workers. New data just out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that despite great effort and partnerships between hospital leaders, their workforce, state policymakers, law enforcement, that the incidence of intentional injury against healthcare workers by another person is actually higher. And so we need to continue every effort we can to report and take action on any incident that occurs. Wisconsin actually was the first in the nation to create an enhanced penalty, a Class H felony, for violence against healthcare workers and threats of violence. As part of that new law, our Department of Justice also created model language that can be posted in our hospitals and locations of care. That's the type of partnership and communication we need to keep working on.
You told lawmakers that things like prior authorizations, denials, and appeals of those denials to various types of insurance is a workforce issue. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. Along with the demographic shifts we're seeing in our state and the nation, we're also seeing payer shifts, right? When people turn 65, they go on Medicare. One of the key things that's happening with Medicare over the last several years are more and more people are choosing Medicare Advantage over traditional Medicare. With that comes a much higher level of pre-authorization or denials of care by the Medicare Advantage plan. Each of those pre-authorizations or denials or more requests for data require time by a physician or a nurse or an APC. that's a workforce issue because it takes people away from their patients.
You recently testified in front of lawmakers. Was there any specific asks that WHA was looking for to alleviate any specific workforce issues and any that's kind of stand out to you?
Sure. So we know we have to grow the workforce faster, but with the demographic changes going on, it's unlikely that our workforce will grow fast enough. So we're asking for good healthcare policy that supports faster growth, but also supports teams and technology. And professionals like APRN's working to the top of their capabilities. We also know that as workforce shortages occur, the cost of no, sorry. We also know that costs are rising. Salaries are rising, supply costs are rising, and reimbursement, especially from Medicaid and Medicare, what we call government payers, is not keeping pace. So, to support and sustain our workforce, we need better reimbursement.
Anything else that you want to add that I haven't asked on this topic?
Let me think. I always have something.
Sure. Unfortunately, it's a very large, complex issue, so there's always
Yes.
more.
Yeah. Demographic forces, such as the fact that Wisconsin's population, greater than 65 is the only segment that's grown since 2010, and that trend's going to go through 2040. Those are immovable, those changes, but there's a lot we can do together to cope with those changes. One area that we draw attention to is the bottleneck of post-acute care. We have patients spending days or weeks or even months in hospitals waiting for a nursing home bed or waiting for guardianship to come through. So we need policy changes that will help increase the number of nursing home beds. And also recognize next of kin as decision makers. So patients and their families aren't stuck in the hospital.
Those are all the questions I have for you. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I ramble, so be kind in the cutting.
You do not ramble. It's very, very concise and helpful information, and our audience, is very interested in these topics. So you're
Yeah. Good. Well, thank you,
yeah.
Marissa. I appreciate it.
Yeah, nice to see you. And I can send the link once this is up on our website, but this will be for our program tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good
Yep,
day.
take care. Yep, bye-bye.
Thanks, Marissa.
Thanks, Alec. Bye.